Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for the BOGP Open Line from Sunday night, April 25th, 2021. Just this past Sunday night, Scott joins me and we take your calls. We talk a little Walt Disney World golf tonight. We also get a great call from our buddy Mark up in Chicago, and we talk about fishing down at Walt Disney World as well. This kind of all came around because Maggie up in the Mitten in Michigan, who's a former cast member, wanted us to talk about things that we have not done at Walt Disney World. Even though we're Disney super fans, what have we not done at Walt Disney World? And these things came up: Victoria and Albert's Hoop-Dee-Doo review, visiting certain resorts, doing certain attractions. It's a fun hour discussing this topic, so I hope you'll enjoy today's show. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today and book your next trip with the great agents over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons who are allowing us to put out four shows a week right here on the feed for you. Plus, our patrons get Mike in the Midwest, a bonus podcast every Thursday. If you'd like more information on it, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody, and happy Thursday to everybody who is watching down the line on the feeds. This is the BOGP Open Line for Sunday, April 25th, 2021. Good evening, everybody who is tuned in live here on Facebook and YouTube. So glad to have you here. For the next hour, we're going to be talking about the Disney news of the week, and I have a couple of questions for you so we can have some fun discussion here on the phone lines. So again, I hope you're doing well, and if you're listening to this on the feed, wheels up for me in just a few hours. I can't wait. You know how it is. Oh, man. I'm going to have a hard time getting through this on Sunday night as we're recording live because I just want to get out of here and go have some fun. But anyway, my co-host is here. You know him. I know him. He's almost Tiger Woods, but more Tin Cup. We have your friend of mine, hashtag Scotty G. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Mike. Happy to be here as always. Awesome Sunday. Got to play some golf. It's always a fortunate thing. We can go outside and whack the ball around a little bit. So happy to talk some Disney with you tonight.
Right. Remember last week when I posted that we had snow here in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah. 82 tomorrow.
I love that I'm always like one day behind you, it seems like, weather-wise, because I'm golfing on Tuesday and it's going to be 82 on Tuesday.
Gotta love it. Gotta love. Yeah. The Midwest is just.
You had the snow. I saw some of your videos.
Oh, yeah, man. It was coming down like hamsters. Like, you could almost hear it hitting. It was crazy. Just for a couple hours, but yeah, it was worth it. So anyway, good weather. I get to head to Florida this week, so everything is good. We're going to hit the news of the week, and then I have a couple of questions, one from one of our listeners, and then one that I wanted to follow up on Friday's show. But, of course, we get our news from over at themouseforless.com. Ricky puts it together for us when she gets to it. No, just kidding. Just last week I told her. I did. I said, Ricky, you left us out hanging. There were no new stories on The Mouse for Less. What's up? And she apologized and got it going. So we have a story about three more Magic Kingdom spots have been added to mobile order. And this is one. And I'm one of them that got added. I'm really excited because this is one that when I was down last August and last December, I'm like, how is this one not mobile order? So, you know, right now when you get your food, you got a mobile order, which isn't perfect if you want to get like a soda, because you can't just go into the restaurant and get a soda. But we could talk about sodas too, by the way. But the three restaurants that now you can, they're not even really restaurants, but dining locations, places you can get snacks, food at the Magic Kingdom that have been added finally to mobile order: Sleepy Hollow Restaurants. Woo, get your Nutella on, and you can get your waffle sandwich there as well, funnel cake, but you can mobile order that as you're swinging through Liberty Square. Sunshine Tree Terrace, so you can get your citrus swirl as you're cruising through Adventureland now, mobile order. And the Friar's Nook. Now, I don't think I've ever eaten at the Friar's Nook, but listen to this. It says, pick up your macaroni and cheese, tots, and hot dogs. Why have I not eaten at the Friar's Nook?
You can do all three together, dude, no right? A hot dog with tots and mac and cheese. Does
good. That sound good? Sounds like a great meal. I mean, we're talking Topolino's. I'd rather have that, I think. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just kidding. So I don't know if you have it open, Scott, but we have three Walt Disney World Resort hotels that are coming back open. Do you have that one open there?
Yeah, I was just kind of reading through the three seems to be the magic number today, right? We got these Trace. Three mobile ordering. Now we got three Walt Disney World resorts that reopening dates. In order to gear up for what looks to be like a busy summer, I'll tell you, and I'm going to be down there this summer. I'm excited. And I was looking, and it is going to be busy based on the reservation availability.
It is going to be super busy. Yes.
Yeah. But the Walt Disney World Resort is definitely gearing up. They are doing so by reopening a few more hotels. We are excited to learn that some of our favorites will be reopening soon. The Beach Club Resort will be available for arrivals beginning May 30th. So that's kind of like the unofficial start of summer, right, Mike? Like, I feel like Memorial Day weekend, even though we still have a school here a little bit in Michigan after that, but that's like the real start of summer. So we got May 30th for the Beach Club. Disney's Boardwalk Inn will be available for arrivals beginning July 2nd, so about a month later there. Wilderness Lodge will be available for arrivals beginning June 6th. The headline said three, but here's a fourth. I'm seeing.
I know. It's funny. Ricky apparently has a little trouble counting.
She was thinking about the mobile ordering, you know, with the threes there. The Disney's Polynesian Village Resort for arrivals beginning in late July. So you made in a note here that it's still no official date as the hotel is still undergoing a large refurbishment. So maybe that's why she left it to three, Mike. Because there is some serious refurbishments going on at the Polynesian. But I'm excited about this. As a DVC member, we've been able to book these ourselves for DVC, and we've actually stayed at all of them besides the Polynesian since the pandemic, since the reopening. But I'm excited to see that availability. Those are three fan favorites for sure. Wilderness Lodge, Beach Club, and Boardwalk. So very excited about that news.
And the one we just got the official word for this past week was Boardwalk July 2nd. Of course, the villas were open on that side, but not the Boardwalk Inn. So what that means to me is that I hope that when the Boardwalk opens, then hopefully they'll fully open the Boardwalk restaurants or be shortly after. I'm talking like ESPN, Flying Fish, because they're going to need dining options on that side.
Definitely going to need dining. When I first saw the headline, I was like, oh, man, is the Orleans Resort going to be available?
But we're getting there. I mean, we're going to have a couple of All-Stars still closed. Let's see. We'll have and that will be the only moderate or values that are still closed. Then we'll have Port Orleans will be the only moderates. And then I'm trying to think, is there anything outside of? No. So we'll be down to once we get to July 2nd, we'll just have sports, music, French Quarter, Riverside, and Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House.
Oh, Jumbo House.
Is there any other ones that I'm missing? I'm trying to think.
You can do that for DVC, but yeah, outside of DVC, that's a no-go. Which, honestly, like I see a lot of availability from the inside baseball, as you like to always put it, Mike, for DVC. And I see that available, but I always like stay away from it because there's no restaurants open, you know? Like, there's nothing really going on at Jumbo. I mean, still, you got the great views of the Savannah and like – I mean, you can't put a price tag on that. You know, that's like priceless to me. But it would be nice to see some Boma or some Gico open up. But
ironically enough, Mara's open. Isn't that weird? I mean, it's totally like an outlier. Like, that's open.
Yeah. And then at the gift shop at Kidani, you can get Zebra Domes, which is also kind of cool, though. But
we're not complaining about that. So, yeah, that's pretty sweet. Okay, so that's the news over at the Mouse for Less. A couple other things I wanted to throw in. It was announced this week that select cast members that have been working and kind of putting in, I guess they're kind of really the folks that have been really putting in the work since reopening, I would guess, I don't have the exact details, getting a free one-night stay at Walt Disney World. I thought that was a pretty sweet move by Disney.
I think that's terrific. That's awesome.
Yeah, they deserve it. And I did see that they're getting like assigned hotels. I don't think they get to pick their hotel. I thought I read that just a couple hours ago. But I mean,
it's NBA. They didn't get to pick their hotel. Right?
Well, but didn't it go by standings or something? Like, I mean,
I think there was some strategy behind it. Yeah.
But see, here's the problem. Say you and I are both like working at Space Mountain, right? We're both in operations. We're working Space Mountain. You end up at the Grand Floridian. I end up at, you know, over at movies. I'm like, dude, you're
I'll be like, come on over.
I'll be like, that dude's on the fast track to management. I'm going to be working this thing for the next 40 years.
Maybe that's how they do their performance reviews. And wherever you land up is like based on like your ratings.
Exactly. I mean, tell me that dude, there's going to be all kinds of games of chicken going on with that. So, yes, that's going to be funny. Oh, in the chat real quick. Let's see. Chuck was asking because we were talking a little golf before we started. He says he wants to go golfing at Walt Disney World. and he wants to know if he can rent clubs there. So Scott and I actually did this exact thing. So Scott, just in a nutshell, do you want to kind of talk about how it works, to the mechanics of going golfing if you don't have any equipment going down there?
Check-in process was super easy. So when me and Mike did it, we didn't even have a for some reason, I didn't rent a car that trip, no. Which I normally rent cars. But, you know, we went to the front desk. They ordered us up a cab, yep. And it was free of charge. They comped it.
Well, from Pop Century. Pop Century, none, you know, what, yeah. Like we're coming from the Grand Floridian. We're going golfing, yeah. From Pop.
Yeah, and they comped it. So we went over to Saratoga because we were playing the Lake Buena Vista Golf Course, and that's the home base is at Saratoga there. And we went to the check-in and said, yeah, you know, we got this tee time. It's for us. Our buddy Steve Forster was riding with us. And we had another group, you know, there was like seven or eight of us all together. It was a blast. But, yeah, we just said, yeah, we got this tee time. We don't have any clubs. And they just – the club rental was part of the package, right? Like the price of the playing the 18 holes with the cart. And I tell you, those are some of the best clubs I ever played with in my life.
Way better than any clubs. They were the best clubs I've ever played with. They're big, fat clubs.
So it's – I can't remember the exact price, but I just looked at it as part of like a package deal, like a cruise line. You know, this is like all inclusive. I'm paying this price and I'm going to get all this golf besides the golf balls. Remember we bought those Mickey. Oh,
those things were expensive. They were like, I almost fell out buying a sleeve of
and
golf.
They were like top flight. They weren't even like a good, like Titleist.
No, because they asked us like, what kind do you want? I'm like which one's Callaway. The cheapest? Which one's the cheapest?
Yeah. But I tell you, that was one of the more fun experiences we had. Like the driving range session was great, where we're doing like slow-mo video, hidden villas from the tee box.
We'll post some pictures up in the Discord. That was a good time.
We actually did a podcast on it. Like, I don't know if we could find the number, but we did do a whole show on it, and it was a lot of fun.
God, it was so much fun. Yeah. So if you want to play golf down there, you can absolutely
super easy
do that.
Easy,
yeah.
Process.
The thing is, I was always kind of intimidated about playing golf, but I mean, we looked around, and okay, there were some good golfers, right? People that play year round, they're good golfers, yep. But there were also hackers out there like us. You know, we definitely weren't the best, but we probably weren't the worst, which says a lot.
Yeah. So. I've rented many a villa at Disney Vacation Club, stayed there, and I always ask for a golf course view. And I've seen hacks like me and Mike, and I've seen some Tiger Woods-esque golfers out there. It's just, and everything in between. It's all fun and games at Walt Disney World.
It absolutely is. All right. So here's a couple of ideas. We're going to open the phone lines here at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Maybe in a little bit, Wade could call in if he has a few minutes to talk about his golfing down there, because he's also golfed and he is, I think he's a pretty good golfer. But okay, so Friday show, we talked about why we do what we do at Walt Disney World. Like, why do we pick one room category over the other? Why do we pick beach club instead of yacht club or boardwalk if you want to be close to Epcot? If you have any of those situations that you have been thinking about, maybe since you heard the show on Friday, give us a call. We'll talk about that. You could ask us, like, why do we do what we do? Or we could just have a discussion all together and kind of come up with that. We could give it to the chat room, the next person will call in and stuff like that. Also, one other thing. Over on the Discord today, somebody was asking for a possible topic. And, of course, now I can't figure out where it went because I answered it. And now, so, like, the little email thing's gone. But here's the essence of, I think it was Maggie that came up with this. The essence of the question was, is there anything at Walt Disney World that you have not done yet? And it doesn't have to be like, I've never done this attraction, but is there something very specific that you haven't done yet? Like, have you, something that you would still like to do? Like, for example, have you not gone to a certain, you know, you haven't made your way to a certain booth at Food and Wine that you always see online, like, oh, I always miss Hawaii during Food and Wine Festival, you know, and it's like, that always looks like I need those sliders, those pork sliders, you know, because I mean, most of us probably were all Disney fans, right? But it could be an obvious thing. Maybe you've never stepped foot in Animal Kingdom Lodge and it's still kind of foreign to you. You hear about it all the time. You're like, I have in my mind's eye what it would be like, but until you're there, it's really a different experience. So those are the two topics of the night. Is there anything very specific or very general that you haven't done at Walt Disney World? For example, I hadn't golfed. You know, I'd never played. I'd played putt-putt. I'd done Winter Summerland and Fantasia Gardens and all that. But I had never gone out on the courses. And I've never been on the Palm Golf Course or the Magnolia. I've only been out on LBV. But, man, it was fun. So I've driven a golf cart.
We're going to do it again. I'm telling you, we're going to do it again this summer. Mine's kind of – I'll just throw out one. I know of a couple. Like, there actually is an attraction. I won't mention it right now. But One thing that I really want to do, Mike, that I've never done is hoop-de-doo. I've never done hoop-de-doo.
I can't believe you've never done hoop-de-doo. It's so good. It's so good. The food is awesome. And the show's good, too. It's corny. Mm. All right, here's go ahead.
Cornbready.
And we have, here we go. We got our first caller of the night. It is Tony La Russa, I believe. TLR on the line. What's up, Mark?
I am not a Tony La Russa fan either, by the way. So
you will be less of a Tony La Russa fan all year long. Just saying.
Okay, the three of us were like on a group chat, you know, the other night. And like, Mike, you said something about TLR, and I had to like Wikipedia and Google it. I'm like, when did Tony La Russa like come out of retirement? Like, I was so confused.
Well, somebody said today, I was watching MLB, and I know this isn't Disney. I'll get it done quick. I was watching MLB, you know, where they drop in on the games, and they were showing the Sox game against the Rangers, and the Sox had on those sweet, like, 1983 uniforms, like the white ones with the socks. And somebody said, dude, if you've been knocked out for, like, 40 years, and you woke up today, and you looked at the field, Tony La Russa is managing the Sox in these uniforms in the mid-'80s. Like, you think you're still, you know, like, you're still in the mid-'80s. That's the craziest thing. Anyway, what's going on?
Yeah, not too much. So, I'll start off with a question mainly for Scott. You guys know my situation. It's going to be a while before I get back there. But when I do, one of the things I'm thinking about doing is, you know, renting DVC points. And I was thinking of doing a one bedroom. Is it just at the one bedroom and above level where you end up with a full kitchen?
Yeah. So you get like a kitchenette in the studio, basically. But if you want the full kitchen with the stove, the oven, the full size refrigerator, it's got to be a one bedroom or above.
Okay.
And you get the laundry machine.
The washer is like huge for me. Yeah, you get the washer too, which is if you're doing like a 13-night stay or something ridiculous, so that comes really in handy.
Exactly. I'm thinking of doing like an extended stay, and I probably wouldn't be going into the parks all that much because I'm going to be spending most of my time fishing. So absolutely. I'm thinking I could save some money by eating, you know, by cooking my own meals and you know, having, you know, if I'm going to be that long, then I don't have to pay to have laundry because I'm not doing laundry, you know, laundry room per se on my vacation.
I love the one bedroom. I will say the downside is like compared to a studio, it's double the points, basically, almost at any resort. But I mean, you're getting those extra, you know, amenities, you know, which is nice, but you are paying double the points essentially.
Right. Yeah. And then especially if I go and it's just me, that's a kind of a big pill to swallow. But like you say, then, I could, you know, maybe cook dinner for, you know, myself, maybe friends or whatever, you know. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe I invite you guys to come down and stay with
me.
We'll
chip in.
That's what I'm to say. Like, hey, man, we can make this an awesome
party.
Yes,
this is the best live show so far of the year. Yes. We're in. we'll go to the grocery store on our way in. We'll load up, man. We'll grill. Old Key West, Scott. Could you see it right there? Oh man.
Totally see it. And then do some fishing, do some golfing.
Oh yeah.
I do love cooking in the villa too, Mark. I mean, it is awesome. It's we usually cook just for breakfast because it's kind of easy, like in the morning, you know. We never actually done like a dinner, and for lunches, you know, we'll do like kind of sandwiches stuff. Like, we'll buy groceries and buy like deli meat and things like that. But I like your idea of like actually like cooking meals for dinner too. I like where your head's going.
Yeah, you know, and I was leaning towards, you know, maybe Wilderness Lodge, you know, to stay close to the fort. And close to the fishing there.
You're all in. Yeah. You're right on the water, man. You could just like almost like drag your trailer down to Bay Lake and be like, I'm in. Launch your boat.
Yep, I'm in.
I love that. Yeah. Oh man. So, I saw pictures I was fishing the other day. It came up on my memories. That was such a good time. The times we've done that, because I am not a fisherman, and I had a blast because I don't even like touching fish. I don't like touching worms, you know, but it was like we had such a good time. So I just want to thank you for that. It was so much fun.
Anytime, you know that. It is so much fun. And I find myself, you know, every now and then I turn to YouTube and I start, you know, doing searches for Walt Disney World bass fishing, and every now and then I'll see, you know, my guide friend Mark, you know, be on there. So I'll send him a link to the YouTube video and, you know, we'll laugh about it. And he's waiting for me to come back down.
I bet he is.
That's awesome.
So to answer your question as to one thing that I haven't done in all of these trips, I've never eaten at the Mexico Pavilion. in Epcot.
Oh, that is a crime.
It's a crime to Mike.
I've had Mexican twice today since lunch.
You know, and I love Mexican food, and I've had reservations there probably 4 or 5 times, and for whatever reason we had to cancel, or you know, something else came up or something better came up, and we've skipped it every time. So that is definitely something that needs to be corrected.
Yes,
Mark,
does.
You're probably the only one that's fished in Epcot but have not eaten in Mexico.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes. You pulled bass out of World Showcase Lagoon by that one day. I don't know if he was messing with us, but those fish we were pulling out of World Showcase Lagoon were monsters. I mean, I'm not a fisherman, but those things, like that one Paige had, was that thing had to have been a foot long or more. That thing was huge.
Oh, yeah. Paige and Hannah, both of them. That day just killed us.
Crazy.
Made us look bad.
Yeah, they did. Whatever. We should have just pushed him over. Here's a life jacket.
So you've not been inside, like, because there's like 2 table service and there's the quick service. You haven't done any of those, Mark?
None of them. None of the 3.
I'm surprised there's anybody alive.
But because you like Maya Grill. That's what throws me off. Like, I know you and Steve Hood, like, go to Maya Grill, like, back in the day, you know? Like, that's
right.
Kind of surprises me.
I've been to Maya Grill twice, but have yet to eat at La Hacienda or San Angel Inn.
That's crazy. I can't believe, though, you've never been at the Cantina. Like, I would have assumed that everybody that has walked into Epcot has stopped at the Cantina because everybody gets chips and guac. I mean, Scott single-handedly one day fed 7,000 people chips and guac coming in for the marathon. But no kidding, I think that's kind of just a common thing. A lot of people just, because you're going into World Showcase, you're grabbing margarita maybe, or just like chips and salsa guac. That's crazy. We're buying you some Mexican food next time.
See, and typically I would go in, I'd go that way and we'd go in and ride, you know, Grand Fiesta Tour and then come right out and march on. You know, it's either too early in the day or too early in our Epcot day where I've got, you know, my eyes set on something else further down the road as far as, you know, like Food and Wine or one of the other festivals.
Yeah, I want Mike to close his ears here because, like, honestly, there's better food options too, right? That could be part of it.
Easy.
And I'm not a margarita. You know, I don't like margaritas, so I've never stopped there for margarita or anything.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that way they don't run out for me. You know, that's the way I look at it. I only get one a trip, so, I mean, it's like I get a lot. But I enjoy my one I get every trip. That's it.
So on this one-bedroom villa trip, you know, the one night we don't cook, we're going to go have dinner in Mexico, basically.
Yes, we are.
There you go. All right.
We'll put it down. Good talking to you, buddy. You take care, and go Sox.
Go Sox.
And Tigers.
Yep. All right, and Tigers.
Have a good night.
And guys. Royals. All right, see you later.
No Tigers, not this week.
We're all in the same division. Can't all work out. All right, see you, Mark. Bye.
That's my problem. Like, I have an Indian. I have a friend that's a friend of the Cleveland team. I got the White Sox. I got a Twins fan. We got the Parishes who like the, you know, the Royals. Like, it's tough being an AL Central fan.
It's not so much they like the Royals, they hate the Cardinals. I'm just saying, man, I don't know what happened to Matt and Nate Parrish, but God, they have a hatred. I mean, a deep-seated hatred of the Cardinals.
I mean, I can blame them a little bit, but we don't need to go there right now.
Hey, man. I don't know if I'm showing my Cardinal pride today or what. We swept the Reds. Hey, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
It is your friend Maggie from the Mitten.
Maggie, well, I'm out and mittened out. We got 2 mittens. And
yeah,
I don't even know what. I'm like a glove.
We got the left and the right coming.
Well, I had to call. It's my topic.
Yes, it is Maggie's topic. That's right. And I didn't say it the right way because Discord, I'm still kind of learning how it works. And like I answered your thing and then all of a sudden your picture was gone when I went back to look. Because I guess because there was no new alert. But yeah, it should be. We should
Mike,
call this.
You
we
did
should call
it
this.
Great.
We should call this Never Have I Ever. Right. That sounds way better than how I described it. Like, what haven't you done? Yeah, that's better.
Whatevs. You did great. It's fine.
We'll go with it. So now you were a cast member, so there's stuff you haven't done?
There's like embarrassing things. So the one that I sent you was that I've never gone on Mission Space, and that is deliberate because I am terrified of outer space and deep ocean. Like the abyss, the never-endingness of it is terrifying to me, and so I've never gone on it because it seems too scary. Like the idea of pretending to go into space. I don't want to do it.
I was going to say, you, everybody close your ears. You don't really go into space.
I don't know, man. I always land on Mars. I don't know about you.
No, remember that old Stacy video? Like, Mom, I think it was before Stacy. Maybe it was like, are we still in the building? I remember that was when Mission Space came out. It was like in the promo video. I remember that. Yeah, no, I get it. I love space, but I get it.
I won't watch outer space movies. I've watched WALL-E one time, and I will never watch it again because it made me hyperventilate. So
you've got it bad. If you can't even watch WALL-E, that's crazy. I can't watch it because it's kind of boring. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Mike!
Oh man, it's not boring, Mike.
It's all right. It's slow.
But
there's no talking.
I have another one that is more wild. I didn't write you this in the message. I have an even more wild one. I have never been inside Grand Floridian.
Are you kidding me? You know what, though? I bet you there's a lot of people like that. Because before I went in there, now I went in there just, I don't know why the first time. But before I did, I was thinking, I'm from Missouri, man. I'm as blue collar. They are not going to let me in. I seriously thought it was like super exclusive. Like, I was like, yeah, you got to be staying here. You got to be rich. It's a great place. But yeah, I mean, I bet you that's more common than you might think. Why haven't you been there though? Because you know.
Yeah, well, so I am way more of, as a cast member, and I think this is like kind of universally true for cast members, we as a group in general kind of don't like to go to Magic Kingdom. Like, it's too much, it's too busy. Like, we don't want to spend our days off not relaxing. So I've never been like a super Magic Kingdom person, at least not since I was a child. And so, you know, whenever I stay, I want to stay in Epcot Resort area. I want to like that's where I want to be. And so I've never stayed at Contemporary, but I've been in there. I've never stayed at Polynesian, but I've been in there. And so that's just like not my area. And I've never eaten there. I've never been like, I want to eat at such and such restaurant. So because I'm not a Magic Kingdom area person very much, and because I've never been like, yeah, I definitely want to have this experience there, I've never gone out of my way to go there.
I get it, but I'll tell you what, this dude right here, I can't tell which I'm pointing out, like out my window. He introduced me to the Grand Floridian Cafe. Great restaurant, which I never thought I would eat there in my life, and that's one of my favorites. It's totally worth the trip. It's great food, pretty decent value, and it's a good way to escape you got to go to the Magic Kingdom sometime. It's a good way to escape the Magic Kingdom. I think that's a good excuse to go over there, if anything else.
Now you guys are all going to peer pressure me to go.
Well, that's what we do. I mean, we're Disney fans, right? It's like, oh my gosh, you have to. We empower each other. Like, if you're going to eat at the Grand Floridian, you got to stay a couple nights in a Garden View room. I mean, you may as well. You're going to be in the neighborhood, right?
Yep. So I think Maggie and I just need to book a trip.
Right there.
That's it.
Maggie and I need to book a trip. We'll fly out of Detroit, Grand Rapids, whatever your airport choice is. I'll flexible. I can go to either one. And we'll go to Grand Floridian Cafe.
All right, Scott, we're on. It's on. We're going.
All right.
Have you seen the stuff that's going on in the chat, though? The stuff people have not done? It's crazy. Like,
there's so many good things.
They are.
I do have an attraction. Oh. I didn't mention it earlier, but I talked about my dining experience I have not done, but I've never stepped a foot into Hall of Presidents.
Yep, I knew that. Yep. Social studies class.
Wow, that's wild to me. That's wild. So I was texting a friend of mine who is also a former cast member who lives in Michigan now, and was telling her, I was like, oh, like, I got to go because they're doing my topic. So it's going to be sweet. And I was like, what have you never done? This is like mouth dryingly shocking. She worked on Main Street in the Magic Kingdom and has never been on Jungle Cruise. And I was like, how?
Shut
how?
How does this happen?
I don't even understand. How did that occur? I don't get it.
I mean, literally.
Because it's not like there's like a height requirement. Maybe she's like afraid of boats. Like, I mean, I don't know.
It is literally
Oh my gosh. I'm guessing it's that same thing of like, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go to your workplace on your day off. Like, that's my suspicion on that one. But I was like, excuse me, how? What?
I totally get the thing. Like if you're working there, you just, you know, it's kind of like me, you know, I help people book trips all the time. And so, you know, the last thing I really want to do, like in my 3 hours where I'm not working or working on the podcast, I'm typically not like, you know, reading about Disney stuff. Cause I'm like in it all the time. I just want to like watch baseball or just sit on the deck or whatever. But the thing is though, I mean, that one gets me because the thing is the Jungle Cruise is so iconic. You know, not just for a Disney fan, but like pop culture. Like everybody needs to know the Jungle Cruise. Like if you've only done it once, that's a crime. I mean, she's never done it. Oh, that hurts me. You got to text her back.
Maybe she doesn't like cheesy jokes.
Maybe not. Or Trader Sam, and he's gone.
I need to figure out this mystery because it is a wild mystery.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we were at a Halloween party, our last Halloween party we went to in 2019. Actually, it was the last Halloween party they've had. Now that I think about it, because it was on Halloween.
Just despite all the emails that I'm sending my guests at the Halloween party is back. It is not. They're just going out at random times. I apologize. Yeah. I've had so many guests excited. Go ahead, Scott. Sorry.
But we dressed up as Jungle Cruise skippers. And yeah, the amount of time someone came up to us asking like for like directions or like, where can I go here? Like, it was like, I don't know. Like it felt a little overwhelming. Like I feel for cast members, like if they're just walking around, like they're just always going to get hit with these questions. And I had to keep telling them like, I'm not really a Disney cast member, but I was doing the point though, you know, well, you want to go over here.
Yeah, don't just point with one finger.
Yeah.
Got to point with two or your whole hand. Those are the rules.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I'm doing it. All right. Well, Maggie, thanks for the great topic. Cause I want to rip through some of these from the chat so people can hear that are listening.
Yeah, you do that.
But you have a good one, and we'll talk to you, not next Sunday, because I'll be at Walt Disney World, but the next Sunday we'll be back.
Oh, man, you're going to give me a night off.
All right,
off.
You guys in 2 weeks.
All right, take care, Maggie. See ya.
Bye.
All right, so I want to read some of these. Okay, so Rhonda Lee is one of our listeners always in here during the live shows. She's from Canada, Nova Scotia. She's never ate at Le Cellier. I guess that makes sense, right? I mean, do I want to eat at McDonald's? I probably wouldn't eat a Raisin Cane's. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff that's right.
So maybe Mark is Mark from Mexico then? Yeah, we just don't know.
Is he? Maybe that makes sense. Mark's from Mexico. He doesn't eat there. It's too common. All right, we have our next caller. Oh, it's Wade. Wade, what's going on up in Nebraska?
Hey guys, how are you?
Doing great.
It's a beautiful Sunday.
Oh man, is it nice or what now? It stunk last week, but it's great now.
Tell you what, yeah, we got snow.
It was
here
45 and windy.
Snow
it was a little cold for golfing, but we made it work though. We just lit it up.
Exactly. We're gonna have like 90 degrees tomorrow, which is a little too hot for, you know, still April.
That is hot for April.
Yeah. I'm not complaining though, right? It's not snow, which we did get a little bit of snow. Not like you had, Mike, but we got a little bit of snow last week too. So yeah, crazy spring weather for sure.
Nuts.
But yeah, this is a great topic. I tell you what, I did want to talk a little golfing too, but I started thinking, what haven't I done? And bass fishing was actually one of them. I'd love to do that sometime. I've always told my boys, I'm like, let's go bass fishing. They're like, wait, what? We're going to go to Hollywood Studios. What? Why do you want to go bass fishing today? I'm like, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool to do.
You know what? Mark, you haven't met Mark, have you?
No,
we'll have to introduce you guys sometime we're down there. Mark's just, he's a great guy, but I mean, he is all in on fishing because he's got his friend, Mark, who's he's a fishing guide. He works for Disney. You know, that's his job. He takes people out fishing and they're like best buds. He always goes with him. And we've, you know, Mark will rent
matching shirts.
Oh yeah, they do. They have matching shirts and they're fishing shirts. Like, you know, like there's like a brand. It's like this teal color. They're really cool looking, but I couldn't justify one because I'm not a fisherman. I asked Pam. She's like, no, you're not getting one. But I guess you do it by the boatload, like you buy a boat. And so he's just always asked us, you know, hey, you want to go? And so I'll go. I brought Paige one time. Steve Forrester brought Hannah, Pam's daughter. Scott went. I mean, we had a boat full. And the thing is, most of us don't fish. Like, I mean, I don't fish. But the thing is, like, it's so easy. And it was actually a ton of fun because you don't even have to bait your own hook. Like, they bait your hook for you. You pull it in, and, you know, you got to kind of act like, you know, a little macho to pull the hook, you know, the fish off. But, I mean, it's crazy. And the fish bite, the only thing is you got to get up super early. Like, you got to be out there, like, at 6 or 6:30 or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, but Captain Mark, I might be banned from fishing because remember I caught a bird?
You did. You hooked a bird at the Contemporary.
bird.
And he was just like, holy cow, like, how am I supposed to, like, release this bird from this line?
I scared that bird was going to come at us when we cut it loose because it was fired up.
Sure, so I might be, like, on some kind of list.
Well, we caught a snapping turtle over by Yacht Club, too, that one time. Remember, right at the end?
I wasn't with you that time.
Oh, you were? Okay. That, yeah,
I've heard the story.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a big old snapping turtle. Anyway, that was fun.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Anything, that'd be fun to do. I'm not a fisherman either, but, you know.
That's the thing. Me neither. Me neither. But, you know, yeah. I have the experience now. I can say I've fished twice.
Exactly. I've been on boats out there, obviously, but my boys did parasailing. I don't know if they still do that anymore, but they parasailed on Bay Lake, which was awesome. It was fantastic. They got some great pictures, you know, above the Contemporary and Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness, and great views of the Magic Kingdom too. So that was very cool. I didn't do it, but they did. I paid for it.
That always is, for real. I don't think they do that anymore. I think they closed down that Sammy Duvall Sport.
It was part of Sammy Duvall Sports, yeah. And I don't know if that's part of it anymore.
I don't know. Yeah, I did it one time at Castaway Key. And I'll tell you what, I did it with, because Paige wanted to do it. This was like 10 years ago. She was young. Dude, you are way up there. Like, I was freaked out because the water looks like it's about 6 inches deep when you get up there at Castaway Key because the water's so clear. And these dudes, I mean, nothing against the people that were driving the boat. It were these people from the island, and they were, like, so happy and so, like, laid back. And it made me kind of nervous because they were just cutting up the whole time. And when we were up there, they kept turning the boat super sharp. Like, I'm like, you got to keep that boat going straight and fast because I got to keep this parachute full of air behind me because I know how all this stuff works. If you turn and my parachute loses its air, I'm going to come plummeting into that water. It didn't, nothing happened, but I was so glad to be back on the ground, back on that boat when I was done. It was beautiful. Like, we got to go by the ship and see the island, but God, I was nervous, man. Right now I'm starting to sweat thinking about it. It was not relaxing for me. It was fun, but it wasn't relaxing at all.
No. So Wade, have you played all the golf courses at Disney, or do you have a favorite?
Not all of them. You know, the last time we played the Palm and Magnolia, and those are great courses. And we did the deal where it's like the sunrise. I don't know what to call it. Yeah, sunrise nine.
We're doing that.
Yeah, it's great. It was fantastic, and that's what we did last. That's the last time I golfed, which was, I don't know, 2018. I think actually at this, or 2019. I don't know, lose track. Last year that doesn't count. So whenever it was, a couple of years ago. And no, that sunrise nine was great because we rented clubs. We were going to bring our clubs, but I'm like, geez, we got to like pack them up and. That's such a hassle. But like you guys said, you know, you make your tee time, they come pick you up in the cab, take you over there to Shades of Green, and had the clubs ready on the cart. Literally, I paid, or maybe I'd already paid, got out there, hit a few balls around, and then we jumped on. And it was great. I mean, I give you a breakfast sandwich, I think, and coffee.
Yes. So, and it's like
of water.
A great price.
Yeah. It was cool. And that's great. The courses are fantastic. You know, those courses, of course, are, I don't think I've golfed Lake Buena Vista course. I haven't done that. I think we've just done Palm and Magnolia because we normally stay at Wilderness Lodge. That's our home resort. So it's so close. You know, you can be in the cab. It's like a, you know, 4-minute cab ride over there. So it's so simple to do. And the prices are not bad at all. I don't remember what the clubs were. It was actually pretty reasonable for the quality of golf clubs. You know, nicer my clubs. So, yeah. You know, it was, we had a blast. Can't wait to do it again.
Yeah. The Sunrise Nine, so I think, you know, I, when you're on vacation, now if you're like a real big golfer and it's like your thing, you know, you probably want to do 18, but for somebody like me, if I get out there, get to hang out with Scott, drive the golf cart, have a breakfast sandwich, 9 holes, and then kind of meet up with your family at lunchtime, you know, not be like wore out for being out there all day and just, you know, getting that out of, just having a good time for 9 holes, not spending a fortune. That's a win for me.
Especially in the summertime. Cause like you start getting to the back 9, like it's probably already gonna be like 90 degrees outside, That's why in the summer I'd want to do 9, but man, when we played in January, like I was cool with 18, even though it was marathon weekend, we didn't want to overdo it.
I think we only played like 15 that day though, because we had to get to the expo.
We ended up playing like a scramble the last like 6 holes.
We're gonna miss the expo, man. We gotta get our stuff.
9 is great. I love 9. I think 12 is perfect. However the whole thing got created and invented with 18, they should have stopped at 12. So that's like great. You can go out there, you know, about 3 hours, you're good. 18's a day, you know, 9 is like perfect. Get out there for a couple hours. Yeah. But if I could do a couple more, it'd be cool. But I know they don't do 12 holes. So
I actually have a 12-hole course. So those photos I send you and Mike. Oh.
Yeah, look, he's got his hat on. His 12-hole
yeah,
hat.
this is the house hat right here, Woodside.
Speaking
Woodside.
Of.
Yeah.
It's one of the few 12-hole courses in the country, but it's perfect for after work. You know, I set a 5:30 tee time, and we're done by like around 8:30 or so, and the sun is setting, and we played all the maximum amount of holes. You know, we played all 12. Sometimes we'll play 10 again because it's one of the most gorgeous holes in the area, but it's perfect. Didn't mean to go on golf, Mike. Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, because I mean, a lot of people, I think, are curious about golf, but I think it's really great that Sunrise 9 is perfect, because a lot of people, you know, you have your family with you, so you don't want to take a whole day away from your family. So you can do it for like 3-4 hours, just a morning, meet them at lunch. And like Scott said, I mean, if you play 9, it's not super expensive and you're not out there in the heat of the day. Sunrise 9, you're out of there before it gets super hot and you go on with the rest of your day.
Perfect. Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. That's a great golf shop they have over there too. They got a lot of great merchandise. I think we spent like an hour like trying on like shirts and, you know, looking at all the stuff they have, head covers and golf balls and tees. And, you know, we came out of there. My wife's like, "What? I think you guys went golfing. You went shopping too?" No, I had to get some shirts, you know.
It's like a race weekend, right? It's the expo. You know, you got to spend all your money before you spend your money. It's exactly what I remember that, because Scott, like, I'm not even a golfer. I'm like, I need this golf polo. I bought a golf hat, like the D, but it looks like.
Yeah, you have that golf hat.
I had to buy one.
We needed it all. Mike, as Wade's travel agent, you need to like give him our dates so that we can get him added to a tee time this summer.
Yes, we do. We got to play. Seriously. You know, way to make us look bad. No, he wouldn't make us look bad. I mean, he'd be way better than us, but you're kind. You wouldn't like, you know,
my kids, my kids would make us all look bad. That's the thing. You know, I used to be able to beat him all the time. Actually, my one son went golfing today. He did 18 today. So they beat me regularly. But I did beat them late last summer, and I posted the scorecard on the going out of the house into the garage. So every time they went out for about a week, they had to see that I won.
So, I love it.
Get that sucker but, laminated. That's what I would do.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's still in the kitchen. I could put it back up if I wanted to. So
and that's another great souvenir from the round, right? You get the scorecard.
Yes.
At Disney, you know, like, you know, the Palm and Magnolia, the PGA used to play here, man. I got a scorecard and I played on the same turf. You know, that's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, no doubt. But yeah, golfing's great there. I was thinking, I don't take up all the time here, but other things I haven't done, I'd love to go to Victoria and Albert's. I don't know if either of you guys have done that, but that's something on my bucket list because I love food, but I'd have to justify paying that much for food. And that's something I would love to do. Speaking of the Grand Floridian. And you guys were talking about that, and Maggie hadn't been there.
That's a great question for people, though, because like I don't know that I would enjoy it for the fact that... Okay, say I was going out for a media event and Disney was on Disney's time, I would enjoy it. But I, you know, it's so expensive. I'd be thinking,
yeah.
Oh man, because I'm not that, like, I can't tell that. I'm just not a foodie. Now, Scott, I think you would enjoy it. I think that'd be like right up your alley.
I would like to do it, but I would want to do the chef's table, and I want to like have Wade and Shelley or you and Pam, you know, or Pam and Steve, like kind of have a group where you're in like the kitchen.
Yeah,
because I think that's the ultimate experience, right? It's going to be a one and done, and I'd rather do it. Go big all the way and do the chef's table.
Yep, I agree. I'd love to do that. Yeah, a group of friends, that would be fantastic. Yeah, it'd be a one and done. I wouldn't go do it again. You know, that's ultimate bucket list for me. So someday.
But I've done Remy twice, which is like Victoria and Albert's at sea. So maybe I would do it more than once. Who knows?
I say you guys, when you guys did Remy on the ship, because we did not do Remy, we just kind of passed on that night. But it seemed like it was a hit with you guys. Everybody that went there.
Oh, it's exactly what I feel like the chef's table is like, because we had enough people in our party. I think Joanne and Jerry were there too the first time we did it. So Ricky and Brian, like we had like a group of eight, and basically it was like the chef's table. The chef would come out and explain all the dishes. And we had like 12 courses. It was like the most. I mean, I did the wine pairing, you know, so I went all in. Like, I mean, it was an expensive meal, no doubt, but it was totally worth it. And there's some great stories behind it, great memories.
Yeah, very cool.
He could have taken a 3-night cruise for that meal, but it's okay.
So we got a lot of plans we got to make.
Oh man, I sometimes think about that. Do I go, do I want to do this, or do I pay for my annual pass again for
a
year.
Right, exactly. You know? Right, I know. I can go 365 days, or I can eat for 4 hours. You know, and but Scott's right. Like, we got to do a sunrise 9, go back to the room, everybody takes a nap, and then we do Victoria and Albert's at night. There's a night right there. We take care of all those things we haven't done.
That'd be awesome. A killer day. That would be a killer day right there. I tell you what, talking about the ultimate.
I think it's gonna be with friends though. Obviously, like, me and Elizabeth could have a great meal at Victoria and Albert's, but, like, I think it'd just be more fun, and I think it'd be more enjoyable with a group of friends. I really do.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. Well, maybe someday there'll be, a marathon weekend or even if it's not a Run Disney event, you know?
Just a
group. Maybe we can somehow get it comped, you know? Like, maybe this is, like, a big shot, right?
Yeah, they're really calling me right now. I wish. Good old days. All right. Well, hey, Wade, thanks for calling in and giving your thoughts on all that stuff, because it really does help us out, bud.
Yeah, you bet, guys. All right. Hey, good to talk to you. Have a great Sunday evening. We'll talk
to
you later.
Talk to you soon. You stay safe.
And congrats on 59, too.
All right. I love that. Yeah, that's Victoria and Albert's. I bet you, that, obviously, not too many people have done that. Tom in the live chat, though, says he did it on his honeymoon. Worth every penny, he says, which I could see. Like, if you're, I would see that if you do an ADR and you go there, that you are probably going to like it, because that's the kind of person you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are a food. You're not just going to go there on a whim. You got to be a foodie to even get a reservation.
Did you have, like, a listener question one time, Mike, where someone wanted to bring, like, a suit into, like, Hollywood Studios because they were going to, like, go to Victoria and Albert's, like, later that night or something from the studio?
They wanted to put it in a locker.
Yeah, a locker. That was awesome.
This was years ago. I mean, I'm not laughing at the person, but it was like, dude, it's hot. And it was in the summer. I was like, it's hot. Like, cause I could just picture myself putting on a suit. Like, when I leave the studios, like, 3 p.m, like, it ain't working. Like, I'm not getting in a suit. Mm-hmm. No way. All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Joanne says that she has not done Victoria and Albert's Chef's Table, which surprises me, because I could totally see her Chef's Table at Victoria and Albert's. She's tried, though. She says she's called.
I think Joanne got shut out on they used to do this highway in the sky, like, dine around or whatever, where the monorail stopped. And, like, that was actually a really cool experience. I hope that comes back someday, because that was one of the more cooler experiences, where you had a cocktail at the Wave, and then you went to the Polynesian and had, like, another cocktail and, like, some appetizers.
Yeah, it was like a progressive meal. Meridian. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause and then you ended up watching, like, Happily Ever After, like, in a private area at Contemporary. It was awesome.
God, yeah. Think about how cool that sounds right about now. Being able to watch fireworks with desserts and drinks on a patio, all these things we can't do, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
We are getting there, Mike.
We're getting there. Yes. All right. We have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey guys, it's Marlessa. Happy Sunday.
Hey, happy Sunday. What's going on?
Just hoping for some better weather. I saw you had some rain up there, Mike. We had some rain too this weekend, so hoping for some nicer weather and better running conditions.
It's coming. It was perfect today. It was awesome. 82 tomorrow. It's coming your way.
Nice. So these are two fun topics. So thanks to Maggie for the one suggestion.
Yes.
There are definitely quite a few things I haven't done yet that I definitely want to do. But the first one that comes to mind, that's a major thing that's definitely towards the top of my list, is I actually still have not been to Wilderness Lodge, and I really want to go there. It's towards the top of my list of a place to stay. But I don't know. I think I kind of have it in my head now, so hyped up, that I want to almost do it for, like, a special occasion, like, I'm there for my birthday or something like that. But yeah, I mean, from everything I've seen and heard, it seems like I would really like it, the theming and the food. I just haven't gotten over there yet.
So you've never actually even stayed there, but you've never even stepped foot in the lodge.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Not at all. Like, a lot of the food places sound good to me. Then I think, like, Geyser Point sounds great. But
so
yeah,
you haven't been to Geyser Point. Visited. No.
I know. I need to go.
But see, here's the thing. I'm kind of jealous of you, because the thing is, like, I've said this on the show, right? You only get one first time with all these things. Like, you know, you get that one first experience walking down Main Street. You get that first experience with, like, your first on-site stay at your hotel. I still remember French Quarter for me. And the thing is, in Pop Century too. But, you know, like, Wilderness Lodge, especially, Scott can back me up on this. The first time you like walk up to the Wilderness Lodge, it is jaw dropping. Like it's not, it is very overwhelming, and you still have that in front of you. So that's really cool.
Yeah, the first time experiences are so special. Like, I like love like I've talked before. Like when I brought my boyfriend, with his first time going to Disney. Like, there's something really special about just seeing someone you care about like see Disney for the first time.
Right.
And I mean, I'm the same way with a lot of things. Like, if I really love a TV show or a movie, and I like recommend it to a loved one, and it's kind of like I'm almost jealous. It's like, oh, you got to experience this for the first time, and you get to watch through. But yeah, like I'm surprised I haven't been to Wilderness Lodge yet, because it's always really like top of mind. Like, Geyser Point sounds amazing, and I didn't mean to give everyone like, you know, shock there that I haven't been there. I see Katie's also in the chat. That's determined to get me to Geyser Point.
She's ready to go eat. Yeah, she's right. Well, the thing that gets me though about that one is you're just a boat ride away from the Magic Kingdom, where everybody is at some point almost every trip, right? I mean, you could literally like be delivered right to the Wilderness Lodge in 20 minutes from the front of the Magic Kingdom. Very accessible.
I know.
Like Animal Kingdom Lodge, if you're like, say you don't rent a car, like Animal Kingdom Lodge, you have to like seek out, you got to get on a bus to get there. So, yeah.
See, I've been there. See, that's the thing. The thing is I've been, well, because you know, I love Sanaa, I love Jigo. So I've been to all the parts of Animal Kingdom, but yeah, no, I know. I think part of it is like, I don't know. I mean, you know how much I love Animal Kingdom, because I always push for people to not skip it. But Magic Kingdom is obviously a very special place. And I think, like, I don't know other people's strategy, but my Magic Kingdom day strategy tends to be that, and I am someone that likes one, I think Scott's like this too, like I do like at least one table service meal most days, but I tend to do it either on Magic Kingdom days, a place in the park, or the Wave or California Grill, because then it's a walk away. So I know it's not that far, but I think I get psyched out that like, oh, well, the it's a little farther away than Contemporary. So I don't know, but I definitely need to stop putting it off. I know that for sure.
You'll get there. I mean, I know that things work out how they work out, but I love what Carolyn said in the live chat. She goes, we went to Artist Point on our trip in Christmas 2019. Wilderness Lodge was freaking amazing, is what Carolyn said, which I agree. But what I was going to say was, if you can go during the holidays, it's like just crazy awesome. I mean, it's awesome in July, but I'm telling you, around the holidays, just forget it. It's like perfect. It's like a postcard.
Oh, I know. Like, it's just, it is. And that's like why this was the one I wanted to say, because it's definitely like, I mean, I know that the Wilderness Lodge is beloved by most fans in general, but for me in particular, it's just weird, because like I love the theming. If you know me, you know I'm a huge Christmas person. I know that Wilderness Lodge is really known for their Christmas decorations. So it is, you know, by all counts, perhaps like the perfect place for me to go, and I just haven't yet. So I need to do that, and I'll try to squeeze it in the 50th. My 50th anniversary trip later this fall, but I got to get over there.
You'd be perfect.
Yeah, I think there's some Geyser Point in store for October. Well, I'm just saying.
Tell me how perfect Geyser Point wouldn't be like on the first, because it's going to be a nut house of the Magic Kingdom. I mean, once you've had your fill, get on a boat and it'll just be chill. I mean, it'll probably still be busy over there because they're probably doing the same thing, but get out of the madness.
Yep, you get out of the madness, yeah. You relax, sip a cocktail, have some appetizers, and you talk about your favorite Magic Kingdom memories.
That's it. Like, I survived the 50th. Woo, woo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that day's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so any lizards, I know, like Scott, I know you'll be down there, so maybe we'll all sneak over to the Geyser Point and just have a party over at Geyser Point.
We'll have to call ahead of time right now and be like, warning.
Yes, we are invading.
Warning, lizards migrating.
Yes.
And then the other question was about, I feel like I just blew up the chat when I said that though. Like, everyone's like, just can't believe I haven't been to Wilderness Lodge. I feel like that was apparently a major revelation for people. But it's good to know that Geyser Point is definitely worth going to. It seems like if everyone is this sad that I have not gone yet. Sorry, everybody. I promise
you'll
I'll
get
go.
There. No, it's a
I think it's cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. Awesome, because you know I don't have that many things I haven't done at this point, which is sad. But I mean, I'm very fortunate to say that, right? I mean, I'm not saying it bad, but Yeah, because Geyser Point, I mean, it's relatively new, too. It's only, like, 3 years old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And then I am crossing off another resort for the first time for the 50th. I texted Scott this the other day, but I added a couple days and going to be my first split today. So I'm at Caribbean Beach for the first four nights of the trip, and then I added a couple days and at Coronado Springs. So this will be my first time staying at Coronado Springs. So excited to see what that's like. Because I know like there's been some questions recently about Caribbean Beach versus Coronado and how different trips there might be a pro or a con for certain ones. So it'd be kind of interesting to maybe I can, you know, have an interesting perspective on having both these resorts on the same trip, basically.
Yeah, because the thing is, because I still, you know, you're looking, they're the only two moderates open as of right now. And people ask, like, which one's better? There isn't, because, again, Coronado, to me, is fancier. It feels newer. It's got, it's to me, it's more upscale. But Caribbean Beach is attached to the Riviera, which gives you some of the amenities of the Riviera, especially their dining right at your footsteps. You're at the hub of the Skyliner, not just on the Skyliner. You're at the main station, so you don't have to make the switch like if you're at Pop or Art. So, you know, how do you say, like, fancier rooms? Does that supersede having that great Skyliner transportation? It's different. So, like, I'm staying at Coronado, but I mean, I'm missing the Skyliner, but the rooms are nicer. Scott, do you feel the same? Yeah. There's no right answer. It is exactly.
Yeah, there is no right answer. I think I like the room. Mike, are Caribbean Beach's rooms like refurbed? Or are they going through a refurb? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember you stayed in one.
Dude, the one the I game, was, the one I was in December, seemed... it was a classic room.
Yeah, it seems. So I will say, like, I think I like the rooms a lot better at Coronado. Right. And that's actually what, like, For my family, I think I like about Elizabeth, like, she much rather stay like in a nicer room. So that's why I like Coronado wins sometimes. But then you got the Skyliner, you know, like, and then you got the dig site pool and that whole bar area that I love.
Yes,
but then
yes,
you got
yes.
an awesome bar area at Caribbean Beach.
I know. The pools are about a wash, even though I like the dig site the best. Mm. They're both super themed. They got a slide, they got a pool bar.
The grounds are beautiful at both. You can run.
It
both.
Looks like, yeah, the Caribbean Beach is almost like the Polynesian. Like, it's like a, you know, slightly less like jungly.
But Coronado has that Three Bridges, which I've still yet to go to.
I haven't
so
either.
I'm excited for that this
I've
summer. Still,
yeah, I've never been there either. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to make Three Bridges happen now that, because now, like, if I'm going to stay at Coronado, got to figure out a way to make that happen for sure. Because, I mean, I've heard good things about Three Bridges. But then, of course, you know, staying at Caribbean Beach, I talk all the time about how much I love Sebastian's. I'm hoping for Sebastian's to be open by the fall, but if not, Topolino's is next door, and I haven't been there for dinner yet. I've been there for breakfast, so I do really want to try it for dinner.
I've never been to Sebastian's.
Sebastian's so was good. We went, like, the first week it opened, and it was like us, the Foresters, the Martins. Like, I mean, it was a crew, man. And we were having a blast. Elizabeth, my wife, spilled her drink, her cocktail, and our server came back with like a sippy cup of her cocktail so that she wouldn't like spill it again. It was perfect. Hilarious.
So funny.
Yeah, that was a fun place.
Oh yeah, it's so good. They have these amazing pull apart rolls that are just so heavenly. They're definitely up there. Like for like the best like bread service, bread related appetizers. They have like these three dips. So good. Like I like still think about them, and it's been, you know, well, I think like the last time I was there was like right before COVID, because like it's been closed this whole time, and hopefully we'll come back soon because I need those pull apart rolls. But I go ahead.
No, just it didn't have much of a run, you know, like it opened and then COVID came, it felt like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. Like, I expect massive excitement for me when Disney hopefully announces that it's open. I'm like, yes, I can get this. But, yeah, like, for because Caribbean Beach, something I liked about it was, and I know this had been a conversation a bit in the Discord, and you asked at the top of the show about, like, what we pick for rooms. Like, I usually don't splurge on – like worrying about preferred rooms, but for this trip, for the portion where I'm at Caribbean Beach, I did, just because last time paid for a standard room, but just got lucky and just happened to be our room was placed in the Martinique section. which is basically the preferred section. And I just fell in love with it like so much because if you're in that area, you're right by the lobby, you're right by Sebastian's and Banana Cabana, which is an amazing like bar lounge with some great appetizers. And you're walking distance to Riviera, you're right by the Riviera Skyliner station, and you're right by this really nice beach hammock area. So I just love that area so much that I just wanted to kind of guarantee that I would be there this time. So I splurged a bit on that.
That's right. I stayed in that exact same spot when I was there in December. I was in Martinique right there, very similar to what you're talking about. And the thing is, Disney's so smart, right? If they have those rooms available, they should give them out because exactly what you just said. You know, it's like if you get a free upgrade to a veranda on a cruise, right? It's going to make staying in a standard room after that a little more difficult. And you're going to say, well, now that I've had that experience, I kind of want to have that again. You know, the preferred is it's worth $25 a night, you know, and it's, I don't know. You just said exactly what I think Disney thinks. Like, hey, if we get, you know, entice them, get the hook in them. Because they got me, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. It's just like it's such a, in addition to all the other stuff I said, there's just something so peaceful about it. Like you wouldn't think so because it's, you know, the preferred area. So you're really close to the lobby and all that and the hustle and bustle of the resort. And you're not too far from the main pirate thing. Cool. But I don't know, there's something so quiet and peaceful. I mean, about that resort in general, it's very beautiful. And I'm really excited to stay there and to be on the Skyliner. I know that there will be some other, I think, Lizards along the Skyliner as well. So excited for that. But yeah, definitely looking forward to that. But I mean, I'm excited for Coronado Springs too, and to check out that dig site area in person. And to hopefully try Three Bridges and a few other places. Should be good.
You'll be seeing a lot of pictures from there starting on Sunday, a week from today. That's when we check in.
Looking forward to that. Always love the pictures. Always love the pictures. I mean, last week was really hard because I'm sure you guys felt this too, because like, it was almost like nearly every Lizard, but I think us, was down there for what would have been Star Wars weekend. So it's like, you know, such a first world problem, but it's like when all your friends are at Disney and you're at home, like kind of weekend. But it was great to see some pictures. And like, I told Debbie Stephen she had to ride Splash Mountain for me, and she did. So that's what you do. If I'm not there, but you're there and you're my friend, you got to ride Splash Mountain.
I just hope she was rapping on there.
Yeah.
I gotta practice, Scott. I gotta be ready for
the
video.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
I'm getting my outfit already on pre-ordered. Speaking of outfits, me and Mike have some sweet shirts we're gonna wear this summer.
Yeah, I cannot wait. You know what? Now I'm getting Instagram ads for that same shirt. It's so crazy.
I know, I bet you are.
I'm like, already Scott got me one. I can't get it. Quit giving me the ad because I want to buy it again. Oh, yeah.
You guys have to let me know how this goes when you go to Regal Evil with those shirts. But you have to try to be as serious as possible. Like, hey guys, wear Regal.
I might
Evil.
Wear a wig to look more like Larry that day.
Yeah,
I'm just
Larry.
Go for it. Oh, record everything. Awesome.
It's gonna be great. Oh, hey, we got to roll the Melissa. You have a good week, and we'll talk to you in two.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great trip. Right,
two and two.
All right. Bye guys.
You know who that is? You're younger than me. You probably don't know who that is.
I know what 2 and 2 is. Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, look at you. I thought I was older there with you. I think we're gonna play.
I do
some,
have an older brother, so yeah, I'm.
I think we're gonna play some 80s trivia on the Patreon Mike in the Midwest episode this week.
Yeah, you'll destroy me, but that could be fun though.
But I do have 90s too, so maybe we'll go back and forth. To make it fair. All right, we'll have to do that. All right, well, hey, that's going to do it for tonight's live call-in show. We are all over the place, and I apologize for that, but it was fun. You know, we talked about, I can't believe the stuff people have not done at Walt Disney World, but then again, I haven't done some stuff too, so.
We got an answer on the Jungle Cruise one in the comments, though. What did Maggie say? My friend says she didn't go on Jungle Cruise because she didn't think it was a staple. Now she's rethinking their friendship.
Yes, you should. How do you not know the Jungle Cruise is a staple? You're working on Main Street. What if somebody asked you, where's the Jungle Cruise? Jungle Cruise? Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, that ride that no one cares about? Or that not so popular
ride?
Attraction?
What? That's just crazy. Anyway, we had a good time. I love hanging out with you guys on Sunday nights. It's a lot of fun taking your calls, talking about all this stuff. We're going to do it again, not this next Sunday night, because I will be down at Walt Disney World with Mallory's Cheer Squad, but the following Sunday.
That'll be Mother's
night.
Day, I believe.
Oh, no. And so we will see, because that's one day both Scott and I got to get permission if we're going to do that. We may or may not. But yeah, we'll keep you up to date on the Discord and on Twitter and all that stuff. So thanks for joining us. Of course, the show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Book your next trip with themagicforless.com. Check them out today. Also, use our Amazon affiliate link, if you don't mind, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And check out the Patreon. It's over at patreon.com/brguestpodcast. You get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. And again, like I said, we're going to do a little trivia this week since I will be headed down to Walt Disney World this Thursday. You can follow me on the social media at brguestmike on Instagram and Twitter. Scotty, what about you? Where can they follow you?
So I'm at Epscott on Instagram and Twitter, and on Instagram, Palm Trees of Disney. I'm just going to say I haven't been super active because I ran out of palm tree photos and I'm afraid to do duplicates, but I think I can start doing duplicates. Plus my boy, Mike, as you just said, is going to be in Florida. Maybe he'll send me some photos.
Will. I'll probably get some at Orlando International just because that's like you're on your way in.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I would count that as a Palm Tree of Disney for sure.
You know, now, like every time, like the whole time. Because I'll be like the Hilton of Disney Springs palm trees. Like I'll be taking all palm tree pictures. Sir, why are you taking pictures of that tree? Because just leave me alone. It's for Instagram.
Just leave me alone.
It's for the Insta.
Like, oh, do you want to be in the photo, yeah, sir? Exactly. No.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Just the tree, please. Yes. So we'll be having a good time with that. So thanks for hanging with us. I love that you guys take the time to tune in on a busy Sunday night and to call in. It really is. We are so lucky to have the listeners we do. We have a blast with this. So hope you enjoy it as well. If you're listening on the feed, hey, you've made it through another week. Follow me, though, because I'm at Walt Disney World this day. So I might even be doing some live stuff from down there, too, because we're not going to the parks till Sunday, and I am taking the laptop. It won't be like real fancy like this, but I might drive. Remember we did that on the we stayed at Old Key West.
When we stayed at Old Key West,
yeah,
we
did something like that.
That was awesome.
That was kind of fun. So I might try to do that too here. So, all right, we are going to get out of here for so Scott for blah, 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 blah. I'll try that again. Boop. We're still live. So for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night or Thursday. Whatever you do, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.